The Case of the Ancient Artifact by Samuel Sheehy. Copyright Burlington Books, 2015. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. At the Airport. In the departure hall of Las Palmas Airport in Gran Canaria, two men were walking together. They looked like businessmen, dressed in elegant suits. One of the men was Professor Manuel Toledo, a famous historian. He was walking with his assistant, a student called Thomas Silva.
"We'll meet a lot of important people at the museum in London," said Professor Toledo. "If we're lucky, somebody will really enjoy the exhibition and give us money to continue our research."
"I hope so," said Thomas. "We need to raise funds so we can continue excavating on the Canary Islands."
"Don't worry. People will see the Pintadera collection and then they'll understand the importance of our work," said the professor.
Thomas didn't say anything. He was very nervous about the exhibition, as it was his responsibility. This was his first exhibition abroad, and the British Museum was an important museum. It received more than 6 million visitors a year. This was their big opportunity to get some great publicity.
"Is the Pintadera safe?" asked the professor. "Which bag did you put it in?"
"Don't worry, it's right here," said Thomas. He took a small object from his bag. It was wrapped in a piece of soft leather. Thomas opened the leather to check the small round ceramic ornament inside. There was a picture of a sun made from triangles and circles. It was very old and valuable. Thomas held it very carefully.
"It looks more beautiful every time I see it," said Professor Toledo. "Did you know that this is the oldest example of a Pintadera in the world?"
"Yes, of course I know that. I'm not stupid," said Thomas, carefully wrapping the ornament in its cover and putting it in his bag again. He felt a little insulted. It was not the first time he felt that the professor didn't respect him. Thomas wanted to be a professor himself. "Then people will take me seriously," he thought. "They'll understand that I'm also an excellent historian." They still had some time before boarding, so the two men sat down. Professor Toledo began to read a book about the history of the Canary Islands, his favourite subject. Thomas took a cheese sandwich from his bag and began to eat it. Time passed, and he was bored. They still had a long time until boarding. "I'll go and have a walk around the duty-free shops," he said to Professor Toledo. "Do you need anything?"
"No, I'm reading,"
the professor answered impatiently. He was irritated.
"Why do you want to waste your time there?"
"Because I'm bored," Thomas said. "I'm sorry to disturb you." Thomas entered the brightly coloured shop and looked around him. It was full of people. There was a problem with the air conditioning, and it was hot in the shop. Thomas removed his jacket and put it with his bag in the trolley. He went over to the electronics counter and checked out the selection of mobile phones there. Thomas loved mobile phones and could talk for ages about all the different models and their characteristics. There were special offers on a few of the latest models, and Thomas couldn't resist a bargain. Neither could the other passengers. They pushed around him, trying to see all the bargains. Soon, he was deep in discussion with the salesman about all the new mobile phones on offer. The salesman was very convincing, and before he knew it, Thomas was buying a new phone. He was very pleased with himself. It was much cheaper than the shops in his hometown. He couldn't wait to use it. The queue to pay was long, and Thomas continued adding bargain items to his trolley. Chocolate, deodorant, and a magazine. It was more interesting than sitting with the professor. Finally, it was his turn to pay and leave the shop. Thomas returned to his seat next to Professor Toledo. The professor was still busy reading his book. Thomas checked his watch. Not long to go now. He took out his new phone and started to download his favorite apps.